Sam and Tina Chung were supposed to retire this year. They were actually touring houses in Anchorage when they heard that Alaska Cab Company's 25 taxi permits were up for sale. Sam Chung says he and his wife just couldn't pass it up.
I do have experience with taxi driving in California, the yellow cab. Yeah. Always think about my old memory. I like the driving cab. Yeah, that's the main thing.
That was 2 months ago, and the Chungs have been working nonstop ever since. They manage Alaska Cab's 22 drivers and drive for the company themselves. And when their shifts are over, they head over to Casa, the late-night delivery restaurant they've owned for over a decade. Between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., the Chungs cook and deliver nachos and hamburgers to Bethel's insomniacs, something they've done every night without a night off for 13 years. Sam and Tina are both from Seoul, South Korea. They met and got married there. Sam is blunt with a shrewd sense of humor. Tina laughs openly at him throughout our interview and keeps hitting him playfully in the leg. She prefers to use her son Steve as a translator, which her husband sometimes takes advantage of.
She say driving only 1 month now, like a training.
No, she didn't say any of that.
Stop.
The Chungs moved to Bethel from Orange County in 2005 to find work. Plenty of immigrants experience culture shock when they first land in Bethel.
Some other the Korean people, they come to Bethel, they say it's too small. But we first time moving into Bethel, we shake a hand. We happy. You know why? Big airport.
Which is good for business. The family purchased Casa from a local gambler 3 months after they moved to town. Casa's previous owner was known to only open the restaurant when he felt like it. Steve Chung says his parents made a series of changes.
He worked every single day. When we first took over Casa, I remember very, very distinctively that all the menus in town were black and white. They spent the extra dollar to get them laser printed. Their inventory at Casa for that small little restaurant, they added 3 more containers. You know, people had seen the success that Casa was having, and they've kind of copied some of these trades.
The Chungs also made Casa the one restaurant in town that doesn't close. They've actually never closed, no matter what the weather is. They're open on all holidays and their birthdays. Sam Chung says his family worked through the night every night at Casa for years, including his 3 children, who were teenagers at the time that they opened.
They complain, why do you open Christmas Day, New Year Day, Thanksgiving Day? Why you open that day?
But they complained less than you'd think.
You know, my kid, they know we are poor. We need the money. That's why they're helping each other.
The family's hard work and long hours paid off. The Chungs are comfortable now, and their son Steve operates a successful business of his own. Managing Alaska Cab is a new challenge for the couple, but they plan to run a tight ship. Having lived in Bethel for over a decade, they're keenly aware of the resentment and rumors that surround its taxi companies. Last year, following a 2-year sting operation, 22 cab drivers were charged with bootlegging. All but one of them were of Korean descent. Those cases are still working their way through the court system. If an Alaska cab driver is caught bootlegging on the Chung's watch...
Simple fire. Used to be they don't do that. But now we need to change here, yeah.
The couple encourages other immigrants to come to Bethel. Alaska is a land of opportunity, Sam Chung says, if you're willing to work hard. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.